All right, everyone, it is Monday, September 4th, 2006. If you're in the United States, it's Labor Day. If you're not in the United States, well, it's Labor Day in the United States. Aloha, and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.a2central.com, and by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juiced.gs. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you once again live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. Our website address is www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Well, in contrast to our second episode, where I announced that the response to A2 Unplugged had been overwhelming, this time we've had just one piece of listener email. Michael wrote in, having some difficulty downloading the podcast. Michael, I hope that the email I sent you has cleared things up. If not, I'd suggest using either an RSS reader or podcatcher software. Yes, I know such things don't exist yet for the Apple II, but it's also not currently possible to listen to A2 Unplugged on the Apple II either. So I'm assuming people are using some other computer to deal with A2 Unplugged. By the way, all of the URLs mentioned in this podcast will be available in the show notes on the A2 Unplugged website, so you don't have to hurry to write everything down. On to some news. I recently picked up a copy of Retro Gaming Hacks by Chris Kohler from O'Reilly Publishing at my local library. Now, those of you who know me know I am not a gamer, so the question is, why did I pick out this book? Well, there's a 16-page section in this book on the Apple II. It discusses both actual and emulated Apple IIs and lists some reference material as well. If you'd like to pick up a copy, there'll be a link in the show notes to the Amazon.com listing for this book. You can also check out the O'Reilly.com listing for this book at www.O'Reilly.com/catalog/retrogaminghacks, which is retrogaminghks/index.html. A couple of emulators for Mac OS X, Sweet 16, and Virtual 2 have had updates released since our last show. Links will be in the show notes, but if you can't wait, try www.shepiware.net/software-mac/sweet16/index.html for Sweet 16. And for Virtual True, try www.xs4all.nl/gp/virtual2. Also, the No Apple II archive at ftp.no.org, which had been offline for a bit, is back online. Simple enough, ftp.no.org. ADT Pro, the ProDOS variant of Apple Disk Transfer, is in its beta stages, and it just added Apple IIgs serial port support up to the amazing speed of 115,200. It's a package that includes both a ProDOS program to run on your Apple II and a Windows program to run on a Windows box. Check out adtpro.sourceforge.net. And the venerable CiderPress Archival 2 for Windows has been updated yet again to version 2.4.3. You can check this out at www.fadensoft.com. Now, that bit of news brings us to our main topic for today. We have an interview with none other than Ken Gagne of JuiceGS Magazine. So, let's take it away, Ken.
Okay. Joining us today over Skype is none other than Ken Gagne, or Ken Gagne, whichever you prefer today. Which is your Apple II persona, Ken?
I'm using Gagne in the Apple II community.
Okay, so Ken Gagne, editor-in-chief of JuiceGS Magazine. How's it going today, Ken?
It's going fine, thanks. How are you?
Very hot. Very, very hot. But it's a very nice fifth day off in a row, so I'm glad for that.
Excellent.
Before we get further into this, here's some disclosure for you folks. JuiceGS is a sponsor of A2 Unplugged, and up until the end of last year, I used to be the JuiceGS editor-in-chief. So full disclosure there for people. Ken, with two issues of the new volume of JuiceGS under your belt, how are you feeling in your new role?
Much better. With the first issue, I wasn't sure what the time schedule would be, what everything, how long it would take to do everything. And so I actually gave us internally a period of about 6 weeks to get everything together. Nowadays, I feel more comfortable in a span of 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, great. Great. That's good to hear. Can you summarize what kind of changes have been happening at the magazine since you took it over?
Sure. The two biggest changes are to the layout and to the staff. First, the layout. Historically, JuiceGS has been laid out using an Apple IIgs desktop publishing program called Graphic Writer 3.
Mm-hmm.
But my own experience with layout programs was with Quark Express. So when we made the transition to the new editor-in-chief, I got together with the publisher, Eric Shepard, Sheppy, and we talked about what programs we might use for JuiceGS. And the one that we agreed on was Pages, which Apple publishes as part of their iWork suite. And Sheppy created some templates that are basically blank pages into which I can insert material. And after all the tweaking is done, ideally it should look just like JuiceGS did before.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a new process, so after every issue, we take a look at what worked and what didn't work, and then Sheppy tweaks the template and sends me a new copy, and we use it for the next issue, and the whole process is revisited again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other big change is on the staff. We have brought in some more people. We have Andrew Malloy as our in-house critic, which is a role I used to try to fulfill. And he is also somewhat serving an unofficial capacity as assistant editor, which was my previous role.
Mm-hmm.
His meticulous attention to detail is very helpful in the proofing stages. We also have Andrew Ruffin conducting some celebrity interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to have even more staff writers added in the future.
Oh, that's great. Is this your first experience with Pages, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see. Well, you've done pretty well so far. The end product does indeed look like JuiceGS. What's been the biggest challenge for you since becoming editor-in-chief?
The biggest challenge is filling all those blank pages that Sheppy sends me as the template. And not due to lack of material, but just due to the strain on the writers.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the Apple II community historically has been led by primarily a small core of individuals, and a lot of overlap occurs, especially among the JuiceGS staff. For example, one of our staff writers is Tony Diaz, who is the organizer for the Kansas Fest conference. Another staff writer, Sean Fahey, who just took over the A2Central.com website. We have a lot of people who are doing double duty, and it's not fair to expect them to be able to commit to JuiceGS as well when they have these prior commitments. So that's one of the reasons I'm looking to expand the staff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just a little plug there. Both Tony and Sean are kind of in the queue for A2 Unplugged interviews, just for future reference. Can you tell us what you're working on for your upcoming issue?
We have another celebrity interview with a noted Apple II writer and publisher. And we also have Kansas Fest coverage from 2006. We have a look at a new Apple IIgs emulator that came out last month. And those are the headlines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sounds like an issue that's going to be filled with all kinds of stuff for everyone.
Well, I'm trying to have one interview per issue, and that fell through for the second issue of the year. We thought we had something lined up, but it fell through at the last minute. But I am hoping to have that person in a future issue.
I see.
And
I see.
We have a long list of people we want to interview, just like you do,
mm-hmm.
and a long list as well of articles we would love to see written. And if anybody has any expertise, I would welcome some submissions from new staff writers.
Oh, great. So you are actually looking for other people to submit articles for publication, even if they're not currently on staff?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. That's great to hear. Can you fill in our listeners on anything special you have coming up in future issues?
Well, let's see. I mentioned previously the dual membership that a lot of our staff writers have, and my own membership is also overlaps with the Kansas Fest Planning Committee, and I hope to take advantage of that so that in the September issue of JuiceGS, we can announce the keynote speaker for KFest 2007.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. That's very, very early compared to when the speaker is usually announced.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas Fest 2006 went off, in my opinion, surprisingly well, or at least it was received very well, and we're hoping to capitalize on that and do things that we did well this year even better next year.
Oh, great. By the way, I did complete that survey that you sent out electronically. Well, you sent out via regular postal mail. I filled it out electronically. Was that helpful to you at all?
We're still tabulating the results, and those results are being compiled by Andrew Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
But he has had some other commitments most recently in the offline world.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We're still waiting to get all the surveys back.
Oh, great. Thank you. You have any parting words for our listeners today, Ken?
I can think of a few. I would love to hear from our readers some feedback about what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, or what we're not doing well anyway. Because right now I usually assign story ideas, and I tend to assign stories that I want to read. I would love to hear if that is also what the other readers want to read.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Of course, they should resubscribe for next year, and mm-hmm. It's probably been assumed, but I'd like to make official that JuiceGS will be around for 2007.
Well, that's great news.
And they are always welcome to renew every year at Kansas Fest, and I highly encourage them to register for KFest 2007 as soon as that opens sometime next year.
Okay. Well, that's really great, and it's good to hear that we'll have another year of JuiceGS. You do realize that this is the last actual printed on paper Apple II publication, and it's one of those that is accessible to people who don't even have any computer at all. So I would like to thank you folks for continuing to put this magazine out. It is a great service, I think, for the community.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for creating a legacy for me to live up to.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank this episode's guest, Ken Gagne of JuiceGS Magazine, for joining us and giving us a look at the goings-on at the world's premier Apple II publication. Thanks, Ken.
It's been a pleasure, Ryan. Thank you.
Well, that's our show for this episode. I would like to thank everyone for listening, and I'm hoping for some more of those great listener comments like we've had in the past. I would also like to thank Ken Gagne of JuiceGS Magazine for sharing his thoughts with us. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, for helping bring this podcast to you. Please visit them on the web at www.a2central.com, as well as JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is at www.a2unplugged.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, a hui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.